council can't come round every day and water these things, so it's up to you to help maintain them.
Any streets in particular that you can remember with pride? It's a big question going back a long way.
No particular ones. I think I look upon every one of them with pride. I mean, I look around now and there are photographs were taken in the 60s of this area, and there was not a tree in sight. I'm not talking about close-up, I'm talking about, wide-angle photographs, and just not a tree in sight. So there's been quite a transformation. And it wasn't just the street trees, of course, because many of the new residents were planting trees in their yards, their backyards. Some of them quite unsuitable ones that had to be eventually chopped down. But
that's the trouble with these small garden spaces and small houses with proximity, that the trees can become a problem.
That's right. Yes.
In streets. It also is quite a novel idea to put the responsibility back onto the immediate community for its maintenance, because there are many instances where you see trees planted in the district and they've been torn down because they are in the way of cars or really quite badly vandalised. But if there's local responsibility for them, that's a very smart move.
Well, by involving the community in that way, it meant that there was a community ownership of the whole project. Mm. Yes. Mm.
Did you look at greening any particular parks as well in that time?
We're going back a long way here. We did do some landscaping in parks, but some of it came after I left council. But things have been put into motion, so to speak.
Yes. Yes.
There were quite a number of projects which we sort of fancied a little bit and didn't necessarily come through. There was an area in Annandale where there was a big Italian population and some quite Italianate houses, and we did consider planting olive trees along the streets there. But we didn't. Essentially, we were planting Australian natives because we're in Australia and we wanted to Australianise. And of course, Australian natives tend to be pretty hardy plants, which was a good thing to do anyway. So we had some sort of little fancies, but we stuck pretty much to our Australian brief.
Is there any reason why you didn't proceed with the olives?
I can't remember now if there was any particular thing. I think perhaps we just couldn't quite persuade ourselves to do it.
That's a very early planting. Mm. And, of course, you've given me Penny Pike's number and name, and what was her involvement at that time?
Well, Penny was appointed by council, and I forget the full title now. I think she was a town planner, forward planning. We already had a town planner, but we were introducing dramatic changes in town planning in the Leichhardt area. Part of what we were doing there included grabbing the ends of streets and planting gardens there. I wasn't particularly involved in that part of it, so I'll give you Penny's name because she will have more information on that. Mm. So it wasn't just trees, there were some small gardens being planted as well in places in the municipality.
These are in odd, unused places, not a defined park as such.
Not a defined park, just maybe the end of a street where there was 10 metres of land which wasn't being used for anything. Sometimes the end of a street would be in a very steep hill which couldn't be used for cars, so you could have a garden there rather than concrete. Mm.
I notice there are a few of those already around in the district, or still around the district, and Bates Street down in Balmain. Do you know that, the work that Crystal
has done? Yes, that's lovely, isn't it?
Extraordinary. Yes. Mm. I saw it for the first time at the weekend. Did you enjoy your time on council?
Very much. It was a very challenging time.
Philip, we were just speaking off tape there about your time on council very briefly, and it was a time of great, like an engine room, a great activity.
Well, it was. there were a group of us on council, and I think we were very fortunate in that there was enough of the right people in the right place at the right time to achieve an enormous amount. There were lots of challenges, and certainly there were town planning challenges, and we introduced a blanket ban temporarily on anything over two stories in the entire municipality. This essentially saved the Balmain Peninsula from being covered with three- and four-storey walk-up red brick flats.
What was the reaction when you did that amongst the community?
The community generally were very happy. The developers were not. And one of the most wonderful things about this is that by bringing this in, we stopped the destruction of the Glebe Estates, those wonderful Victorian terraces in Glebe, which were owned by the Church of England at that time, and they were severely embarrassed by the state in which they were housing people.
And Glebe, of course, was part of the Leichhardt municipality.
That's correct, yes. So